Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Janet Ciel. She is the event producer for Wine Country Winter Festival. This is the inaugural event and we're very excited about it. Welcome, Janet.
Thank you so much.
All right, so let's start with the main details for Wine Country Winter Festival. This is happening at the fairgrounds and it will be on December 3rd and 4th, a Saturday and Sunday in Santa Rosa. So much fun. It will be music, it'll be food, wine, all kinds of great things. So let's start off about how this whole idea came about. Where was the genesis for this?
Well, I'm the producer of the Bodega Seafood Art and Wine Festival.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
I've been doing that for 22 years. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I've dreamt of doing this event. I was a craftsperson, and I did festivals all over the country, actually. And I did a lot of holiday events. And I felt that they always sort of lacked because, like, for example, the harvest festivals. So a fun, not the harvest fair, but mm-hmm. the harvest festivals, right? You know, fun holiday event, but the quality of the craft was, sure. not that great. They really emphasize more the food and the entertainment. But then you take a really high quality event like KPFA or the Celebration of Craftswomen, and there was no entertainment and no decent food.
Right.
So
okay.
I wanted something that had everything. I wanted a really high quality craft event and lots of gifts and lots of fun stuff in that realm, but also really great food, really great entertainment, and then a huge tasting. So I wanted all of it all together. And then, of course, everything for the kids, Santa and all
right.
that stuff. So that's been the dream.
That's excellent. So tell us a little bit about this two-day festival, the Wine Country Winter Festival that is happening on December 3rd and 4th, Santa Rosa at the fairgrounds, winecountrywinterfestival.com. Tell us about the weekend.
Okay. So first of all, the Grace Pavilion will be filled with high-quality craft. We have artists coming from all over California and other parts of the country. And it's not like super, you know, it's not museum or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be stuff for everybody. So I don't want people thinking that. But it is all handmade by the applying artists. We have no imports at all. In that building also will be the main stage. And we have lots of great entertainment. The main stage alone has David Lunning, Beatles Flashback, Frobeck, Lost Dog Found, Gator Nation. There's more.
Now that, I mean, even if you just had David Lunning, that would be great.
There it is.
I know,
isn't
he amazing?
So good. I know.
So this is incredible, really. Tons of wonderful artists who are performing. What about dancing? Are you going to have a dance floor?
There'll be a big dance floor.
Oh,
you betcha.
Great.
Absolutely. And a lot of the bands that we've hired are dance bands specifically. I'm a dancer. I'm a swing dancer. So
that's
like a big focus for me. You bet there's a dance floor there. So there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Hall of Flowers will have a large tasting. We have it's wines, microbrews, spirits, and ciders. We have almost 60 companies signed up at this point.
Really?
Uh-huh. And then we have bottled sales as well. So you can actually taste a wine or a spirit in the tasting and mm-hmm. then go over next door and it'll be sold in the store and you can buy a bottle and take it home or give it as a gift or whatever.
Mm.
In that hall, we also have another stage. That's the wine stage. And there we have the Bootleg Honeys. We have Rainbow Girls. We have Easy Leaves.
Wow.
Oh, I mean,
this is amazing.
Yeah, we have some really great. Plus what we're going to do on that stage, which I think is so fun, is we're going to have 45 minutes each day. We'll have sing-along caroling.
Oh, that's so adorable. I love it.
I'm sort of envisioning like people standing there in the tasting with their wine glasses, you know, singing along. And I just think that'll be just really, really fun. So we have that each day.
Mm-hmm.
Then out in Shade Park, so right behind Grace Pavilion, all the food booths will be there.
Okay.
Oh my God, the food. Let's see. I know that we have gourmet sandwiches and soups and stews from Big Boy's Barbecue. He's also doing a whole Mexican booth with pozole and holiday tamales.
Right.
We have ribs and let's see. Fried chicken and waffles.
Oh,
I've
wow.
Never had such a thing before.
Oh,
I know.
They're so good
gumbo.
Together, Janet. You will love that.
I know. Really. There's Thai, there's Indian, there's Greek. I could go on and on. I mean, there's just mini donuts. Oh, I love those hot
those
mini donuts.
Are great.
They're just perfect for the holidays. Chai, etc. And then in the back building, showcase building, which we are calling Holiday Hall,
mm-hmm.
Santa will be there. And his elves, and uh-huh. elves will be all over the show. There'll be an entertainment stage back there, so we have juggling and comedy and all of that. We have craft workshops throughout the weekend, and even gingerbread cookie decorating.
Oh, cool.
There'll be jumps for the kids. There's even a little train. If you come in the Brookwood entrance, you get to take a little train to the festival.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's... kind of what there is.
That is a wonderful sort of array of different things. Really something for everybody. Exactly. That's great.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about the craft experiences that people can have, the hands-on things that people can try and learn.
Sure. Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. So let's see if I can outline it. Several of the people who are doing craft for us, craft workshops for us, are craftspeople who are taking time out of their booth and they're coming to teach.
Oh, very cool.
And one of them is a woman who works with rubber stamps. She creates rubber stamps and then she makes things out of them. And so she's going to teach like a stamping workshop of how to make Christmas cards, I think is what she's going to be doing. And the examples of her work are just wonderful. And then I have a woman who works with, they're called Bottle Cap Betty. And in fact, in the Hall of Flowers, people will see we have wine bottles that are all filled with Christmas lights, and the whole hall will be filled with those. And Bottle Cap Betty made those.
Beautiful.
And they're teaching a craft workshop on using corks and bottle caps to make Christmas ornaments, which is really fun.
Yeah.
Then I have another craftsperson. She's actually going to have a booth in there, and she's going to have craft going all day long. She'll teach a specific workshop, and I'm not quite sure what she's teaching. I don't know that we've figured that one out yet.
Okay.
And then if in Grace Pavilion, we have the whole ceiling will be covered with these large balls that are made of chicken wire and covered with Christmas lights, and there'll be like 60 of them, and the woman who makes that will be doing a demo on how to make those, and so that'll be kind of cool as well. And if people are from Sebastopol, they'll know those because we have them all on our streets at Christmas time. She's made them all for the town
so
of Sebastopol.
Now, I love the timing of this too, right at the beginning of December.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're definitely right there in the holiday spirit, but early enough that if these crafting things inspire you, or you know, you need to start your shopping list, this is the time to do it. It's absolutely perfect timing for this.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the holiday hall with Santa and his elves, will you be able to get professional photos there? Is there someone who is taking photos that you can then order? Or is it sort of you bring your own camera and you get those shots?
Bring your own camera, get those shots.
Good.
You know, my feeling these days, you know, you can do that. And I think the photographer will be challenged because so many people do take their own pictures.
They
so,
do,
you know,
right?
You've got your cell phone right there and you can take your picture. And then, you know, so I didn't see the need to have that. Yeah.
Well, that's great, too. It's sort of a DIY, right?
Exactly.
I love this. Now, in terms of the beneficiary for the event, we're talking with Janet Ciel. She is the event producer for Wine Country Winter Festival happening on Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds, really taking over a large portion of the fairgrounds there with crafts, with wine, spirits, beer, cider, entertainment like nobody has seen before at the fairgrounds. This is going to be great. But it also needs to give back to the community. How are
you
doing that?
Yeah, well, I was really, you know, with Bodega, we have two beneficiaries, Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods and the Bodega Fire Department. And I was thinking of bringing one of them in for this. And then when I talked to the fairgrounds, they said, well, you know, we have a beneficiary here. And it turned out that that was the Sonoma County Fair Foundation, which is the Sara Lee Kunde Agricultural Education Center, which is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about agricultural education, which is, you know, I mean, that's what our county is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it.
Sure.
And it also ties in so nicely with Sara Lee and the wineries and the whole feeling of what I'm trying to create with the tasting and with bringing in that aspect of the show, creating that aspect of the show. And so it just was like, wow, this is perfect. And I am really excited to do the event in conjunction with them. It's great.
That's great.
Yeah.
So how much does it cost to attend Wine Country Winter Festival?
You know, it's pretty inexpensive. It's $12 in advance or $15 at the gate.
Okay.
Seniors are 10 and 13. And that's also including military, retired military or current military. And then teens are 8 and 10 or something like that, or 8 and 11. So, yeah. And then under 12 is free.
Oh, great. Under 12. So teens is up to 17 or 18?
18. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
But 12 and under is free? That's
12
great.
12 and under is free, absolutely.
So that really makes it affordable for a family to be able to come, to enjoy that holiday spirit, to enjoy all of the wonderful live entertainment that's going to be going on. The sing-along carols, I think that's going to be great.
Sing-along carols, how fun is that? I know. You know, one thing I do want to point out for parents, because one of the things that I've heard a lot of people say is, oh, well, I don't know if I want to bring my kids because I want to go to the tasting. But I want to point out that we do sell wine, beer, and cider. just at a booth right next to the main stage. You don't have to go to the tasting mm-hmm. to be able to drink.
Okay.
And it's great wines. Carol Shelton is our sponsor. Gowan's Heirloom Ciders and Lagunitas. Mm. Yeah. And also we'll have Modelo and Pacifico at that booth. So there's a lot of options at the booth. You don't have to go to the tasting. So bring your kids and, you know, get a beer.
That's great. Yeah. Now, can you take that beer then from the Hall of Flowers and go over, say, to the...
You can go to any... That booth is actually in Grace Pavilion.
Okay.
It's right next to the main stage, and you can go anywhere. You can go into Showcase. You can walk around with your beer in the yard and, you know, get some food and whatever. Sure.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Now, what are the hours each day for Wine Country Winter Festival?
Yeah, it's 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Okay, great. And can you purchase those tickets you said in advance?
You
purchase
can.
Them on the website?
Well, the website has a link with Brown Paper Tickets. So go to the website, go to the link, look at the website. The website's got everything on it. It's really complete. And I think that people will get a really good idea of how the festival is based on that.
Yes, definitely. And it has the full performance schedule on the website as well.
Yes.
So if you're dying to see David Lunning, then you'll know he's on the main stage on Saturday afternoon, evening. And maybe if you're looking for the entertainment stage, the Sebastopol Ballet will be performing on Sunday. So that'll be great.
I know, how cute. Actually, they'll be there both days.
Will they be there both days?
A half hour, a little mini Nutcracker performance each day.
Really?
I know.
That's so great.
It's just so perfect. It's like just kind of everything that I was looking to bring in. Oh, one thing I hugely forgot to mention, and this is so important. Mm-hmm. We are doing a gingerbread house competition.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And I need people to enter. We don't have enough entrants right now. So this is so cool. Oliver's is our sponsor, and they're donating a $100 gift certificate to the winner. And there's going to be two winners. Well, there'll be four winners, actually. Two will be runner-ups and two will be winners. And then there's $100 cash.
Nice.
So, it's worth it to enter. Plus, you get free entry to the festival.
Oh, okay. Great.
So
the entry is online at winecountrywinterfestival.com?
It is, under details. In fact, almost everything except entertainment is under details. So when people go on the website, they'll see that drop-down for the gingerbread competition, and then there's a little form that you fill out to enter. But, you know, really it is just, we have two categories, which I think is fun. Traditional and non-traditional, right? So you've got your traditional gingerbread house, but then, you know, if you want to make something really weird and wild and cover it with jelly beans, we don't care, you know? Let's go weird, you know? And I think this county, like, we're good at getting weird and wild, you know?
Oh, for sure,
So that'll be fun.
Yeah, and there's so many different things architecturally you could do with gingerbread,
exactly, absolutely. And, you know, the customers will vote on it, so that's really fun, too, is that they'll be displayed with little vote boxes next to them, and people will just put in the one that they want to vote for.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
And we definitely have time for you to brainstorm what you want to do. Make sure you get your entry in ahead of time so you get your free admission to Wine Country Winter Festival on December 3rd and 4th. And then is the drop off, is it?
It's the day before.
The
it's
day
on
before.
Friday.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yep.
So to make sure that they can all be displayed lovely.
Exactly.
And then you get to go and check out the competition, right?
There you go.
That's good. Well, it really looks like, in terms of the food, it's going to be great. You've got Big Boys Barbecue, Hofbrauhaus, Old Mexico, of course, with their wonderful pozole, as you mentioned, is so heartwarming and lovely. Anello Seafood, Bourbon Street Kitchen, Spiro's, and we've got Kettle Corn, the Chocolate Factory, Le Petit Donut that you mentioned, Retrograde Coffee. They make great coffee. India, Gourmet, Thai Time, and The Worst. The Worst is great.
I know.
I'm really excited
about the Fresh Cracked Crab from Anello's. Mm. You know, those guys, I've just been talking to them because, of course, you know, crab season is just coming in. Mm-hmm. And last year was so hard for them. And it's just so great to have a company that actually goes out and, you know, catches their own stuff and then comes and sells it in a booth. You know, we had them for Bodega for the first time this year, and it was just wonderful. So very excited to have them there as well. And they'll be doing crab cakes and clam chowder. And
Great. And I really can't wait to see the artisans who are going to be here with all of the different products, everything from paintings and other crafts, sculpture, dolls, all kinds of things are going to be there. So really the quality of the art is going to be fantastic. Plus opportunities for hands-on crafts, which are great too.
Yeah. Well, you know, another piece that we're doing is all the tables in Grace Pavilion will be covered with butcher paper, and, you know, there'll be big boxes of crayons and things for people to color and just sit and do that. My vision is about this being an art event in the sense that both the artists are there to sell and to show, mm-hmm. and the public is there to buy and to create, so that everybody is a creative person in this environment.
I like that. And you've also got a raffle going on?
Well, we do. And mm-hmm. we've done this for years at Bodega, and it's hugely, hugely successful. The entry ticket is a raffle ticket. And so when people come in, it asks, you know, your name and email and mm-hmm. how'd you hear about the show? And then that gives us feedback on how our marketing is going. Those raffle tickets, we raffle off prizes donated by the craftspeople.
Oh, cool.
I know. In between band sets. So they happen 3 times a day. And, you know, people who have come to Bodega Festival won some amazing, amazing prizes. Mm. So, yeah, craftspeople are very generous. It's pretty wonderful.
That is great.
Yeah.
And a big shout out to sponsors who have helped to make this possible. Oh, you've already mentioned Carol Shelton Wines, Lagunitas. Who else are people that you want to mention?
You know, Oliver's is awesome. Lagunitas, I can't say enough about. I don't have words for how great they are. They're just a really great company. The Crush, I probably shouldn't be mentioning them.
No, that's all right.
Definitely,
they are
a
supporting
piece of it. Party mm-hmm. Tents and Events, Gowan's Heirloom Ciders. And then we have a lot of sponsors that are just, you know, booth only sponsors. They'll be out there and they'll have their things there that you're used to seeing at home shows and things like that. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a few booths of those, and those guys are sponsoring it as well.
That's great.
But not as like name sponsors. So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, when did you start taking your artist entries for this? Because this has got to be something that, you know, artists are going to be interested in for next year too.
Oh, for sure. I believe I started the app process in April or May,
okay.
I would think. I'm trying to think of, you know, because I put on the two festivals, I know
sure.
when one
juggle,
started
juggle,
and the other
right.
started. I don't think we may very well overlap them this year and have them both start at the same time and
okay.
then let this festival run longer, obviously.
That's great. So interested artists for next year, could they sign up for more information on winecountrywinterfestival.com and
they can
reach
just
out
email.
To you? Oh,
they
okay.
can email me from there.
Mm-hmm.
The contact information will be there,
okay,
and then I can put them in a database to receive a postcard. We usually send out postcards like this,
uh-huh.
And they can also just look on the website. Usually the apps will be posted online maybe in March,
okay.
you know, somewhere like that, I would think we'll have it set up.
That's great. We have such a robust artist community in Sonoma County that, you know, people are always looking for ways to reach out and interact with our community. So
well,
that's great.
It's, yeah. it's true, but I do find, you know, I was a craftsperson and I traveled, like I said, I traveled to do shows for probably about 30 years. And one thing that I discovered is a lot of Sonoma County artists do not do Sonoma County shows.
Really?
Well, the reason is because the quality of most of the shows is not that high.
Mm-hmm.
So then it doesn't draw a customer base that
sure.
looks for quality craft, and so it's not worth it for them to be there. Mm. So Bodega does not, we're a great quality show, and we bring in that crowd, and I aim to do that with this festival as well, as to get people to understand that, you know, imports and little crafty things that people do in their garage or whatever, this is not that.
Right.
This is something really special, and you're going to see things that you've never seen before. So, you know, and some stuff that you're just going to be like, oh man, I have to buy that for so-and-so.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. All right. So again, the details. Wine Country Winter Festival, Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds. It will be from 10 to 6 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Tickets are $12 in advance, and you can purchase those on the website at winecountrywinterfestival.com. There are discounts for seniors, for military, for teens, and remember that kids 12 and under get in for free. Santa will be there, of course. There's great crafts, as Janet has mentioned, wonderful live entertainment in multiple locations, hands-on crafts to learn, food, wine, spirits, beer, cider. This really has it all. So be sure to check it out. Wine Country Winter Festival, December 3rd and 4th at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds. Janet, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. This was great.
Sure, good. Janet Ciel, she is the event producer for Wine Country Winter Festival. Again, online at winecountrywinterfestival.com. This is Sonoma County Focus.